This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I want to share with you an epic question of on the Rambam. Moshe Rabbeinu makes a deal with Hashem. Vayomer Moshe, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chavchas. Vayomer Moshe, Bezois Teidun Ki Hashem Shalachani. With this you will know that Hashem sent me. La Asoy says Kalam Asa Ma'ila, to do all of these deeds. Ki Loi Milibi. I didn't make this up. Sound familiar? Moshe Rabbeinu said, with this carbon, this will prove, meaning, Ribbono Shel Olam, if you open up the ground, if the ground opens up its mouth to swallow Koirach, this will prove that Hashem sent me and I didn't make up these laws. The Rambam, in the Perush HaMishnayos, Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Chelek, says that from this pasuk, we learn the eighth principle of Emuna, namely, to be mamin in Torah min HaShamayim. Which pasuk refers to the eighth principle of Amuna? This pasuk, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chavches, Bezois Teidun Ki Hashem Shalachani Ki Loi Milibi. In other words, it's not enough, by the way, to believe that God gave the Torah to the Jewish people. Let's say a person thinks that Hashem gave the Torah to the Jewish people, but how? God came, let's say, to Madison Square Garden, let's say, and he gave the Torah to Jewish people. Let's say somebody believed that. They're a koifer b'Torah. Why? Because not enough to believe that God gave the Torah to Jewish people. You have to believe that Hashem gave the Torah to Jewish people through Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, it's not the emuna in the guf ha-Torah min ha-Shamayim is not enough. It has to be betziruf, that it came about through the sarsur. You know what a sarsur is? The middleman? Moshe Rabbeinu. The lashon of the Rambam is, shenamin shekol ha-Torah hazu hanimtzeis b'yadeinu hayoim hi ha-Torah shenitna le-Moshe v'shehi kula mipi ha-gevura v'ha-koil Torah Hashem temima tahayra kedosha emes. Shenemar, you cannot believe Umoisha midaito yamram. Hu shamru bezois teidun ki Hashem shalachani. So in the Sefer Chavetz Hasharon, he asks, how could the Rambam derive this principle of emuna from the pasuk that Moshe says, bezois teidun ki Hashem shalachani? Moshe is not saying this proves that Hashem sent me to give the Torah. Moshe was saying, this proves Hashem sent me to appoint Aaron. How are you going to learn out? How could the Rambam learn out the principle that Torah is min HaShamayim to Moshe Rabbeinu from the pasuk Bezois Teidun? Moshe Rabbeinu is not articulating, this will prove that Hashem gave me the Torah. Moshe is articulating that Hashem sent me to appoint Aaron. It was a very specific item that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to verify. How could the Rambam extrapolate that this pasuk is the source that the entire Torah is min HaShamayim? Good question? Yeah, you hear it? Let's say they would ask this question in Darche. Would you go for it? You don't know? Would you accept it or you challenge it? Is it a good question? So the Chavetz Chaim HaSharon says that, based on the Yerushalmi, that Korach took Talesim completely of Tcheles, and he asked Moshe, Chayiv in Tzitzis or not? He took blue garments, and he said, is a Chayiv in Tzitzis or not? And Moshe said, Chayiv. Ba'oysa shah amar koirach, ein toira min hashamayim, v'loi Moshe Novi. So you see from the Yishalmi that koirach was koifer in two yesoidos. Number one, principle number 7, Torah min HaShamayim. Number 2, principle number 8, the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, comes the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav says, with this we could understand how to read the Psukim. Moshe says, Bezois teidun ki Hashem shalachani, la'ase says, kol ha'maisim ha'ela kiloy miliboy. Says the Brisker Rav, the pasuk is superfluous. There's extra lashon here. First, he says, this will prove that Hashem sent me, and I didn't make it up. Why the double lashon? That Hashem sent me and I didn't make it up. Says the Brisker Rav, Moshe is verifying two principles. Bezois teidun is that the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu that he's the middleman, and kiloi milibi is Torah min Hashemayim. It's not a double lashon. Moshe is articulating the two principles of faith. Number one, the divine origin of the Torah. That's kiloi milibi. And number two, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the prophet of Hashem. Says the Brisker Rav, that's pshat. I always love it that Parshas Korach falls out the week of Rosh Chodesh. Always. Why? Because the punishment of Korach is that every Rosh Chodesh he resurfaces to the ground and he says, Moshe Emes, V'Torasay Emes. Why? Why do they have to say both of these things? Because they denied both principles. They denied the principle of Torah Min Hashamayim, that's V'Torasay Emes, and they denied the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Moshe Emes. You ever wonder, why do people sing Moshe Emes? Why? And they jump. The reason why they jump is because only orange people wearing orange could jump up very tall. It's going to be a kitrug on us one day. One day you go up to Shemayim, and Hashem's going to say, "Okay, I understand you learned Torah, but the Knicks jumped over 3 feet in the air to do their thing. Did you jump in the air to do your thing?" So yeah, when we sing Moshe Emes with Sayrasa Emes, we jumped even higher than the Knicks. They only touch the rim, we try to touch the ceiling.
I thought because of Zakorah we jump.
That's
because
another.
Nishoma goes up.
That's another reason. But in Yana Diyayma, Ein Beis HaMedrash B'lai Chiddush. In Yana Diyayma, okay. So says the Brisker Rav, that's why Moshe says, that's why the Gemara in Bava Basra says on Daf Ayin Dalid that Rabba Bar Bar Chana went to the Midbar. He put his ear to the ground and he heard that they said Moshe Emes V'Sayrasoy Emes. Why? Because they denied these two principles. Okay, very beautiful, right? So Brisker Rav explains the double lashon of the pasuk Bezois Teidun Ki Hashem Shalachani Kiloi Milibi, that it's verifying these two principles, and that's why Korach says Moshe Emes V'Sayrasoy Emes. But now we're up to the epic question of the day. Says the Rambam in Parak Ches in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah. Ready for this, Naftali? Moshe Rabbeinu loy ha'aminu bo Yisrael mibnei ha'oisais. The Jewish people did not believe in Moses because of the miracles that he did. Because if you believe in something based on miracles, then deep down you don't believe fully. Because it could have been with Kishuf. Could have been with Kishuf. All the miracles Moshe did were not to prove himself. They were for a temporary need. They weren't to prove his prophecy. The reason he drowned the Egyptians is because they were chasing us. Not because he needed to prove himself, because it wouldn't prove himself. He only brought down the man because we were hungry. He only gave us water because we were thirsty. He only had the ground swallow Korach because they denied him. But nobody actually believes in Moshe because of the miracles. So why do we believe in him? The Rambam famously says, "Uvemah aminu bai, b'maimed har Sinai, we stood at Sinai, she'einenu ra'u v'loy zar, our eyes saw, and not any foreigner, v'aznenu shamu v'loy acher, our ears heard, ha'esh v'hakoylois, v'alapidim, the fire, the sounds, the torches, v'huniga shel ha'arafel, and we heard the resounding voice of Hashem speaking to Moshe, and we heard Hashem say, Moshe, Moshe, tell Klal Yisrael to wear tzitzis, tell them to put on tefillin, tell them to learn Torah. We heard God speak to Moshe, so we don't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because of any miracles. If you believe in something because of a miracle, then in the back of your mind, you always think, well, maybe it was a magic trick. The reason we believe in Moshe is we saw God speak to Moshe, panim el panim. Lo yesav yiseinu karas. We saw with our own eyes. Says the Rambam, how do we know Maimon Har Sinai is the only proof to the Nevuah of Moshe? Shenemar Hine anoichi ba eilecha ba'av ha'anon ba'avur yishma ha'am b'dabri imach v'gam b'chay aminu la'olam. So ask the Sefer Chavetz Hasharon from the Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah. The Rambam says, we believe in Moshe because we saw God speak to him with our own eyes. But he says in the Perush HaMishnayis that the earth swallowing Kairach doesn't prove... Okay, two questions here. The Rambam says the earth swallowing Kairach is not a proof to the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu because there will always be Belibai Doifi. You're always going to question it because maybe it was a magic trick. So then I have a question. How could the Rambam say in the Perush HaMishnayis that we believe in Moshe's prophecy because the earth swallowed Kairach, but then we don't fully believe? We could, in the back of our mind, we think maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was in cahoots with Harry Houdini and he figured out how to open up the earth and have it swallow Kairach. So question number one is, if the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah that if you believe in something because of a miracle, it's not real belief because you're going to question it, so how could the Rambam say in Perush HaMishnayis that we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because the earth swallowed Kairach? And question number two, the Rambam contradicts himself. Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah that we don't believe in Moshe because of miracles, we believe in him because we saw with our own eyes Hashem speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. Also, why did Hashem have to have the earth swallow Kairach if we saw Hashem speak to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai? Now, the Chavetz HaSharon asks, that in the Perush HaMishnayis, it implies that it was needed for Hashem to make the miracle that the earth swallowed Kairach to believe in the Torah min HaShemayim. So then why was that needed if we saw it with our own eyes? Now regarding that question, you could say that even though everybody believed in Torah min HaShemayim, and everybody believed in the prophecy of Moshe, we have a share I like to say over, that Kairach's accusation was not regarding Ikare Amuna. Kairach believed that the Torah is min HaShemayim. Kairach believed that Moshe Rabbeinu was the prophet of Hashem. But Kairach accused Moshe Rabbeinu of abusing his power of being a tzaddik by influencing Hashem through tzaddik goyzer v'Hashem mekayim. That Kairach said, I agree that Hashem told you, Moshe, to appoint Aaron, but Hashem only told you to appoint Aaron because you asked him to tell you to appoint Aaron. In other words, Kairach accused Moshe Rabbeinu of abusing his power through nepotism. So that's why, perhaps, it was needed the second miracle that the earth should swallow Kairach to show not only is Torah min HaShemayim, not only is Moshe the Navi of Hashem, but Moshe is acting without any personal nepotism. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says in the Perush HaMishnayis that the eighth principle of Nevuah, proving that Moshe is the Navi of Hashem, was verified through the earth swallowing Kairach. So there are really two elements of question. Number one, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah says we don't believe anything through miracles because you could always question them. What do you mean? The Rambam Perush HaMishnayis says we do believe in Moshe because of the miracle. So it's like a double stira. The Rambam Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah says that we don't believe in miracles, and the Perush HaMishnayis says we do believe in miracles. The Rambam Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah says we believe in Moshe because we saw it with our own eyes, and in Perush HaMishnayis he says, no, we believe in it because of the miracle of Kairach. It's a good question, no? So let me read to you his answer. I'm not sure I fully get it. Says the Chavetz Chaim HaSharon, it's mavur from here, that emuna in Torah min HaShemayim is also through our emuna in the prophecy of Moshe. Because you can't have Torah without Moshe's nevuah. The Rambam says that we learn the eighth principle of Nevuah from the Pasuk, Bezois Teidon, Ki Hashem Shalachani, Ki Loi Mi Libi. That's only a giloy from the Torah to this principle. What I think he's saying is that there are two things. One is, why do we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu? Why do we believe in Torah Min HaShemayim? The answer to that is because we saw with our own eyes. We don't believe in it because of a miracle. But there's another idea, that the principles of faith must be articulated in the Chumash. Where in the Chumash is it articulated, the principle that Moshe Rabbeinu is the undisputed Navi of Hashem? Meaning there are two different ideas. One idea is the reason why we believe in these principles. And the second idea is, where does the Torah enunciate the principle? So we believe in Moshe not because of any miracle. We believe in him because the Jewish people saw with their own eyes the Ribbono Shel Olam communicate with Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. But where in the Bible is it articulated that there is such a principle and an unquestionable principle that Moshe Rabbeinu is the intermediary through which Hashem gives the Torah to the Jewish people? That's learned out from the Pasuk, Bezois Teidon Ki Hashem Shalachani La'asois Es Kol HaMa'asim Ha'ila Ki Loi Milibi. Not that that's the proof that Hashem spoke to Moshe. The proof is, we saw it. But where does the Torah spell out a clear pasuk from which we could codify that there is such a principle of faith that the Rambam gets in the pasuk of Bezois Teidon?
What about the
Bezuchat
Torah,
Hashem
Moshe?
There's no such pasuk. It doesn't say anywhere in the whole Chumash, Bezois HaTorah, Hashem Moshe, Lefnei Bnei Yisrael, Al Pi Hashem B'Yad Moshe. In Parshas Va'aschanan it says, Bezois HaTorah, Hashem Moshe, Lefnei Bnei Yisrael, Bezois HaTorah, Bezois HaTorah, Hashem Moshe, Lefnei Bnei Yisrael, and Al Pi Hashem B'Yad Moshe's Parshas B'Haloscha. And there's a big question, what in the world are we doing there? But there's no pasuk. Actually, Vezois HaTorah is by the parsha of Arei Miklat. So it's a nice statement that we say when we use this finger to point, but it's actually not a pasuk in the Chumash. Anyway, so that is the basic question. Think about that question. The stira between the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, who says that the principle of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is learnt out from the episode of Korach, and the Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, who says we do not learn any principles of faith, they're not based on any miracles. So we're trying to say is that it's not based on a miracle, it's just that this is the clearest pasuk that articulates the principle. But the foundation of the principle is what we saw in Har Sinai. Okay, you want to do a little hachasitzis, or you want to go?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.